too. For a moment there was silence, except for a distant, crumping explosion in the city, the rain pounding on the roof of the cradle, and the fat throb of the monorail's slow trans engines. Then a low-pitched hydraulic hum cut through the air. Eddie looked away from the cartridge dancing across the gunslinger's fingers. It took an effort. He realized that in another few moments he would have been hypnotized himself, and peered through the iron bars. A slim silver rod was pushing itself up from the sloping pink surface between Blaine's forward windows. It looked like an antenna of some kind. "Susanna?" Roland asked in that same low voice.
"What?"
Her eyes were open, but her voice was distant and breathy, the voice of someone who is sleep-talking. "Do you remember the voice of your father?"
"Yes, but I can't hear it."
6 minutes, my friends. Eddie and Jake started and looked toward the control box speaker, but Susanna seemed not to have heard at all. She only stared at the floating cartridge. Below it, Roland's knuckles rippled up and down like the heddles of a loom. "Try, Susanna," Roland urged. And suddenly he felt Susanna change within the circle of his right arm. She seemed to gain weight and, in some indefinable way, vitality as well. It was as if her essence had somehow changed. And it had.
"Why you want to bother with that bitch?"
the raspy voice of Detta Walker asked. 3. Detta sounded both exasperated and amused.
"She never got no better than a C in math her whole life. Wouldn't have got that without me to help her."
She paused, then added grudgingly,
"And Daddy, he helped some too. I knowed about them for special numbers, but was him showed us the net. My, I got the biggest kick out of that." She chuckled. "Reason Suze can't remember is 'cause old Detta never understood about them for special numbers in the first place."
"What for special numbers?" Eddie asked.
"Prime numbers."
She pronounced the word prime in a way that almost rhymed with calm. She looked at Roland, appearing to be wholly awake again now, except she was not Susanna. Nor was she the same wretched, devilish creature who had previously gone under the name of Detta Walker, although she sounded the same.
"She went to Daddy crying and carrying on 'cause she was flunking that math course. And it wasn't nothing but funny book algebra at that. She could do the work. If I could, she could, but she didn't want to. Poetry reading bitch like her, too good for a little Ars Mathematica, you see."
Detta threw her head back and laughed, but the poisoned, half-mad bitterness was gone from the sound. She seemed genuinely amused at the foolishness of her mental twin.
"And Daddy, he say, I'm gonna show you a trick, Odetta. I learned it in college. It helped me get through this prime number business, and it's gonna help you, too. Help you find most any prime number you want. Odetta, dumb as ever, she say, teacher say, ain't no formula for prime numbers, Daddy. And Daddy, he say right back, they ain't. But you can catch him, Odetta, if you have a net."
He called it the net of Eratosthenes.
"Take me over to that box on the wall, Roland. I'm going to answer that honky computer's riddle. I'm going to throw you a net and catch you a train ride."